learning mitzvot bechavedat, running through those that have to do with Chanukah. We have to skip around a little bit. We're up to Chelek Dalid, Siman Lamed Chet. Ravadi wants to know here, effectively, what's the deal with the electric Chanukiah? Yes, electric Chanukiah. No electric Chanukiah. Yes, and why not? So, there's a Gemara in Shabbat says as follows, you know, on Erev Shabbat, on Lil Shabbat, the Kabbalah Shabbat, we say, B'mimat Likin. If you read it, certain oils are acceptable for Shabbat, certain ptilot are acceptable for Shabbat, wicks, oils. For Shabbat, there's a lot of rules. The Gemara says, but for Chanukah, there's not. Yeah, a lot of rules, what you can and cannot use for Shabbat, but for Chanukah, use whatever you want. That's where the Gemara has an excuse now to talk about Chanukah. So it sounds like, okay, for Chanukah, there are no rules. Light whatever you want for Chanukah, not a problem. And you would think, in fact, that therefore you can use electric lights. And in fact, Rav Yosef Masas in the Tshuvat Maim Chaim says, yeah, use electric lights, not a problem. The challenge is that pretty much everybody on the planet disagrees. The first one who disagrees is really, really, really one of the first poskim who deals with the issue of electricity at the end of the 1800s. Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis. Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis and Tshuvat Beit Yitzchak, he's one of the real, the Gedolei HaPoskim. He was the Gadol HaDor of the time, the first one to really fundamentally deal with electricity and electric lights. And everybody who does since then, you have to deal with the Beit Yitzchak. You have to deal with what he says. He says, look, he says, no, you're not allowed to lock with light with electric lights for Chanukah. He gives two reasons. He says, first of all, you should really be using oil. Okay, that's true. Okay, Rav Avadya says, but the diavad, if you use wax, you can use other things. The fact that the Gemara says, mitzvah mina mukar, to use shemen zayit, no one's disagreeing. But what does that have to do with, okay, so it's not, you're right, it's not shemen zayit, fine, but you're allowed to use wax candles. The second argument he says, look, the Rama writes, and this is the poskim accept this, don't light your Chanukiah in a place where you normally put your candles. Don't put them in the same place. It should look different. It should be a heker that it's different. Don't light them where you normally light your candles because people won't notice that it's Chanukah candles. They didn't have a Chanukiah. They just lit candles. So he says, well, this looks the same. It's electric light. It's all the same. Rav Avadya says, but that's where you put them. Back in the day, what did they use for light? Candles. And what did they use for Chanukiah? Candles. So that's not an argument. That's not an argument. It depends where you put it. That's true. Back in the day, they used candles for light at night. They also used candles for Chanukiah. That's why the Rama says, put them in a different place, because it's the same thing. He says, those aren't two arguments not to use electric lights. But Rav Avadya says, in the end of the day, you can't. You know why? Because electric lights are missing two fundamental features of a candle, whether it be wax or oil. There's no wick, and there is no source of flame. There's no fuel. There's no fuel and there's no wick, and therefore you are missing the ikar of Ner Chanukah. Why? Because Ner Chanukah that we light is supposed to be a zecher to that which was done in the Beit HaMikdash. The Ran and the Rasba, right? It's supposed to be a zecher. It's supposed to have similar properties to that which was used in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash you needed oil, you needed a fuel base, and you needed a wick. And although in an incandescent bulb you have a filament, that's not the same as a wick. And although there's a power plant that supplies electricity, that is not considered fuel, and therefore, a electric Chanukiah is missing the basic components of a Ner Chanukah, and therefore it's not allowed. Now, the Beit Yitzchak is trying to say, he's talking about electricity, and he wants to say that an electric light, you're not allowed to light on Shabbat. He's the first who said, don't turn on the lights on Shabbat. It was the first time the question was asked. And he said, why? Which one of the 39 melachot do you violate when you turn on the lights on Shabbat? He says you violate Havara. Havara is lighting a flame. So why? It's based on the Rambam. The Rambam says not only do you violate Havara when you light a flame, right? You light a match, you light a flame, but also if you make metal red, red hot, that could also be a problem. So he says the filament, it's a tungsten filament in an incandescent bulb, is glowing. That's Havara. So he says, well, if it's Havara, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbat, so maybe it should be Ner Chanukah also. He has this tension. If it's Havara on Shabbat, then it should also be Ner Chanukah. No? Either it's fire or it's not fire. So it's not fire. This is the big machloket. Is it fire? Is it not fire? Does it have to be fire? So it's not fire. We know that. It's not fire. But it's glowing hot. It's burning hot. So we assume that lighting an incandescent bulb, not these, an incandescent bulb, one that has a tungsten filament that glows and gets color, it gets bright, that would be Nisur D'Oraita. The Beit Yitzchak is the first one who said it. And therefore, he has a tension. If it's Nisur D'Oraita on Shabbat, maybe it should qualify as a Ner Chanukah. So Rav Adi Yosef is saying, no. Look, it's true it's Nisur D'Oraita on Shabbat of Havara. But the fact that something's Nisur D'Oraita of Havara on Shabbat doesn't mean it qualifies as Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah doesn't just require you to light something. It requires you to light a Ner. A Ner, although in modern Hebrew means a wax candle, in Halakha it means something with a wick and a fuel base. And this does not have a wick and a fuel base, and therefore it does not qualify as a Ner Chanukah. Interesting, Rav Yosef Masas, who said you can...
Rav Yosef or Shalom?
Rav Yosef Masas. In Maim Chaim, not Rav Shalom Masas. Rav Shalom Masas said no. I believe, if I'm not mistaken. He's not quoted here, but this is Rav Yosef Masas. They're his uncle, maybe? They're related. Rav Yosef Masas also thinks you can turn on the lights on Yom Tov. And he tells you, and I'll tell you why you can turn on your lights on Yom Tov, and he explains to you how electricity works. The challenge is that it doesn't seem to be so correct. His explanation, if his explanation of electricity is correct, so then it would be permissible. But his explanation of electricity is not exactly how we understand electricity to work. You have to remember, the beginning of the 1900s, this was not well understood, and certainly was not well explained to the poskim. And so very few people want to come forward and give a position on it, on something they didn't really understand. And so perhaps his goes together. But we assume that you're right, it could be both. It's both Havara and Shabbat. It's the Nisur D'Oraita of lighting a flame. But it's not Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah requires more than a flame. It requires a fuel source and requires also a wick. And therefore, it doesn't qualify at all. And therefore, when you light it, if you light an electric menorah, you did not fulfill your mitzvah. If you see an electric menorah outside, so there's this din of Birkat HaRoeh. Birkat HaRoeh means as follows. If you are not going to light Chanukiah that night for whatever reason, you're not able to, you're traveling in the train, and you don't have a home. Because if you have a home and someone's lighting for you at home, you have a home, someone's lighting at home, the mitzvah is on the home. Someone will light for you at home. Or you yourself will light later. You have somebody who's not going to light themselves, who is not have someone at home, and who is not going to light later. This person has the mitzvah Birkat HaRoeh. Birkat HaRoeh, when you see a Ner Chanukah, you say, bracha. Doesn't usually apply nowadays, because most people have somebody lighting for them at home. But technically speaking, that mitzvah applies. You wouldn't say that on an electric menorah either. You want to light an electric menorah because it's pirsum anes. You want to put one on top of the Beit Knesset, something that has these big ones on your car or whatever it is. It's beautiful. It's mefarsim benes. It's the spirit of the law, but you miss the letter of the law. So it's a beautiful thing, and it spreads the idea of Chanukah, and it teaches people how wonderful it is, but you have to be careful to also light an actual candle, an actual flame with a wick and a fuel base. You do not fulfill the mitzvah with a candle, with an electric menorah. Just one more point. Even in Beit Knesset, you tell me, wait a minute. In Beit Knesset, no one fulfills the mitzvah anyway. No one fulfills the mitzvah now. So why not light with an electric menorah? Who cares? So we say, no, the minhag to light in Beit Knesset has to be with something that you could have fulfilled the menorah with, the mitzvah with, at home. If it's something you can't fulfill the mitzvah with, then even the Beit Knesset doesn't qualify. Because we're making a bracha. In the end of the day, we're making a bracha on this minhag, because the minhag chashuv the rivash rites. If you're going to do it in a Beit Knesset, it needs to be on a real menorah, on something with a wick and a fuel base. You want to light an electric menorah also, because it's marbeh the pirsum anes. It teaches people, it's on top of your building, it's in your office, it's all wonderful. It's all great, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah, you have to make sure you still do it in the pristine way with a wick and a fuel base.